Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello, everyone. It's time to get your Bible and grab a cup of coffee. We are in Acts chapter 10. This is Gilbert from Red Bluff, California.
This is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
This is Steve from Phoenix, Arizona.
This is Brett from Vancouver, Washington.
We're going to sing a song out of Psalms 48.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King.
We're in Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 8.
Now a certain man in Caesarea, Cornelius by name, a centurion of the band called the Italian, devout and fearing God with all his house, and giving much alms to the people, and praying to God always, saw in a vision openly, as if about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in unto him, and saying to him, Cornelius. And he, fixing his eyes upon him, and being affrighted, said, What is it, Lord? And he said to him, Thy prayers and thy alms are gone up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa, and fetch one Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the sea. And when the angel that spoke to him was departed, he called two of the household servants, a devout soldier, of those waiting on him continually, and having rehearsed all things to them, he sent them to Joppa.
So what were you going to say about that one, Andy?
Well, this is starting a story about a man called Cornelius, who was a centurion, and a centurion is a soldier that's over 100 men. Of the band called the Italian, and he was devout and fearing God. And that means that he was serious about God, and he was daily with God, and he feared God, and his whole house did. And he gave much alms to the people. He took care of people, gave them food, whatever their necessities were. He was careful for people around him, and he prayed to God always. Now, that's his description. And you take a breath right there and you go, this person's pretty serious. And God thought that too, because this is what happens.
You know, we've had military leaders like that, like Eisenhower, I believe, was a careful man for people under his watch. He cared about soldiers that he didn't want to go tell the moms that something happened to their son. That just really grieved him. So here's a soldier with a lot of heart, and that heart belongs to God.
He was a tender-hearted man.
And his heart belonged to God.
Yes.
It's because it says, give me your heart, my son.
So that's who Cornelius was, and that really draws a picture of him. As the story goes along, this is the person. And it says, an angel of God came in unto him and said to him, Cornelius. And he was fixing his eyes on him, and being affrighted, said, What is it, Lord?
Do you think this is just an angel? What do you really think that is?
Well, it says an angel of the Lord or angel of God. I mean, we've come to know that as being Jesus.
He's talked about like that in
Jesus,
places.
Yeah, Jesus okay. is talked about like that as the angel of the Lord.
He is that, recognizes as that a lot of times, and Cornelius calls him Lord. What is it, Lord? So how many in here think it's Jesus?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
That's mm-hmm. Jesus.
I'm a strong think.
And it reminds me of like when Paul was like, who are you, Lord?
Yeah. So this caused fear, and that happens when you meet God.
And he goes on about his character, the prayers and his alms have gone up before a memorial before God. So the things that he did here on the earth don't just sit here, and they don't just sit here anymore. This is like this now. When people are like this and they have prayers and they have alms and they're this type of person, all of this goes up before God now, and it has an effect.
Well, this memorial is right before our eyes, right here in the Bible.
Yes, this is one right here.
That's the memorial right there for one.
And to tell you that it's real.
Yeah.
And this still happens now.
It's just like going to a gravesite and seeing what's written about that person. We're reading it right now, this memorial.
And then he gives him some very direct information. He says, now send men to Joppa and fetch one Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. Now, that is getting pretty specific there.
So go to this business that's a tanning business that tans.
And there's a guy named Peter there who's Simon, and his surname's Peter, and it's with Simon, this guy that's a tanner. And when the angel that spoke to him departed, he called two of his household servants. So he had household servants and a devout soldier of those waiting on him continually. Remember, he was a centurion. He had 100 of them. And having rehearsed all things to them, he told them all this story. He sent them away to Joppa.
We're going to read exactly where it says, and you shall witness in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria. Now here we're beyond Samaria and to the uttermost ends of the earth. And we will see later on as you read in the book of Acts, you'll see even him going to Rome. And then there's evidence that he went into Spain and went throughout Asia. And that's what's written. We don't know what all places he went.
Something that really stands out here is, you know, we were just reading that it was an angel of God that gave Cornelius these specific instructions to go and, you know, and it reminds me of Philip, how an angel of the Lord came and gave Philip explicit directions on where to go down to this area, so on and so forth.
Well, the angel told him the way.
Right.
But then the Holy Spirit told him exactly which chariot.
The detail.
Yes.
I still think this messenger is Jesus because he tells him exactly the name of the person and the house, you know, what business he is. I still think it's Jesus.
Did he do the same thing with Saul? Go to this place here? And
well, he told the person that was going to go talk to Saul.
Ananias.
Okay. And two, here, something is very, very important that has never happened before. And that's one reason I put another move that it's Jesus.
You mean going to the Gentiles? Well,
yeah.
Because this is different.
This is way different.
This would have to come from the king.
It would have to come from the king. This was a change.
Yes.
Yes, that's why I would lean
this
that way.
This is a huge change.
Yes, it is.
And just one other note, I didn't catch it until now, but how he says, fetch one Simon who is surnamed Peter. And didn't Jesus give Peter that name?
He gave him that name.
And there it screams out.
Oh, that's a good one.
And who named him?
Yeah.
Well, who got to get the surname? Well, he gave it to him after he met him for about 2 minutes.
You know, these are all—
When he met him, he called him that.
So did you see all this before in what we're talking about?
Just like, no.
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 Well, this is exactly how we started in 1969, 1970. And it hasn't stopped. It is different in the group of God-fearing people who have a heart to want to know truth, are lovers of the truth, and want to ferret out the truth. So the next day, on the morrow, that is verses 9 through 16.
Now on the morrow, as they were on their journey and drew nigh into the city, Peter went up upon a housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became hungry and desired to taste food. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And he beholdeth the heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending, as if a great sheet let down by four corners upon the earth, wherein were all the four-footed beasts and creeping things of the earth and birds of the heaven. And a voice came unto him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten aught common and unclean. And a voice came unto him again the second time, What things God has cleansed, make not thou common. And this was done thrice, and straightway the vessel was received up into heaven.
It was done three times.
Three times.
Pannons was born before the Civil War, so it's a bit of Elizabethan English. So here's heaven opened.
Yeah, there's those too many markers here about Jesus being in this story.
Mm-hmm. He fell into a trance, and behold, heaven open and a vessel, a great sheet let down. And Jesus is showing Peter that the door is open for the nations, the Gentiles, to become God's kids. Remember, Matthew introduced to us the kingdom of the heavens. Now God is showing who's acceptable at his dinner table. Who's going to sit at his table?
Somebody that was never acceptable before, they're going to be acceptable now.
Right. And what did he do with Peter? He didn't take a Levite. Was Peter even from Judea? He might have been, but anyway, he was not a Levite. He was not a priest. And here he is acting in God's stead, one of the chosen 12. And was any one of those 12 a Levite or a priest?
No.
It says a great company of priests later on came to the faith. But
he didn't choose from that group.
He did not.
They were outside of that.
Yeah, fishermen.
They were people that were outside of the temple altogether.
Yeah. 17 through 23, Acts 10.
I had one more. What is it? If something's done once, it's one thing. If something's done twice, it's another thing. But what about this? Three times. What is that? Twice is...
you know, it's set, and it'll be done quickly. And so this is set, done quickly, and one more thing. What is that third thing? You would ask a question.
That's what I'm asking.
You know what? You know what's interesting?
What?
God has never withheld the answers. He's never withheld the answers to us when we ask him. God, we ask in Jesus' name, you would show us the answer to thrice. You know, three is interesting. Before you have a line, now you have, with three, you have a geometric, for the first time, you have three, with three, your first geometric, not just a line, now you have that. And of course, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's like agreement.
Yeah. And one thing that we found out, we tried in surveying to use four legs under a transit, and because of tension that you will put those legs in. In other words, you'll get close to it, but you have to put, if you don't have exactly the tension on all four of them, and it's almost an impossibility to do that. So they went to three legs for setting up all the instruments so they would not drift. It's one thing to set them up, but if you leave them under tension, they are going to drift to the place that is the has the least resistance. And so it's the most unstable. Three is always stable. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you can always trust in it, that it is solid. It's immovable. That's what we found out in our realm in surveying. Because if you leave an instrument and you keep going, that line is not going to be true anymore. Your instrument will have moved.
He used that. That was persuasion, too. He did it three times. Peter says, I've never done this. And he says, don't call it. And then he did it three times.
Yeah. He had to tell him three times to get him to set it, to make it stable with him.
Okay.
But we don't know that's the end of it. We're still going to be open to this thrice. And God's talking about what God has cleansed is not to be called common. So God is going to make the Gentile equal to the Jew.
Cleansed.
But what's funny, okay, I'm going to go back to Matthew. In that lineage, right off the bat, chapter 1, you got this lineage, and he throws in Rahab, the harlot. What?
He throws the harlot right in the picture.
The woman, she's not of Israel. She's brought into the picture. She was a captive. Well, not a captive. She was a willing participant to save the spies that went out to spy out Jericho. So she was saved because of her kindness to the spies. And all of a sudden, you now see her in the lineage of Jesus. And there's a couple of other ones that what God cleanses, we are not to even question. He can cleanse a prostitute, a harlot.
Well, he put her in there. He put her into that genealogy.
And I noticed about her son, Boaz, that guy, of all men, when Ruth put herself as a maid to him, he was an absolute gentleman. Did you notice that? He was a gentleman every step of the way on how he treated her. Is like he had special, you know, because royalty, they would give them special training on the right decorum and so on. That man, Boaz, it always got to me how he was so kind to her and he had that right decorum, something that went beyond, you know, the average man. And his mom was a harlot, but grafted in. So this, God is actually showing this in advance.
And so it shows that when he was raised by her, she told him all the rules, and he was a rule follower to the point of marrying Ruth. He held back. He says, I'm not the first. I hold back, and if nobody does this, I will do this.
Yes.
He learned that from his mom.
And this all 1,000 years before Jesus, a little over 1,000 years, because David is right at the millennium mark, 1,000. So this is his grandmother. I mean, Boaz's mom. So great, 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 you know, grandmother. Okay, 23 through 17.
We got to do 17 first.
Oh, 17 to 23. Acts chapter 10.
Now when Peter was perplexed in himself what the vision be which he had seen, lo, the men sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for the house of Simon, stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, surnamed Peter, were lodging there. And while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said, lo, two men seek thee, but arise and get down and go with them, nothing doubting, because I have sent them. And Peter went down unto the men and said, lo, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a man righteous and fearing God, and well reported of by all the nations of the Jews, was warned by a holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words from thee. And he therefore called them in and lodged them.
So you see, this is such a big event. Jesus and the Holy Spirit were at work in this. And this sounds like Philip too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just
that right there lines up.
So this pattern this pattern, you should see it. We should be seeing this today in people's lives. We should be experiencing this all today.
That God is involved in this process.
He tells us where to go, what house to go to. Mm-hmm. And you might not go to any other place. You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're doing one thing right. They're doing 99.999% wrong, but they do go out two by two, which is right, but it's the wrong message. It's the wrong God. But a lot of churches don't do this, and they would go out two by two. Peter ends up not going just by himself, right? We'll see that. Anyway, it's very interesting how this whole thing starts. But here, the Holy Spirit is directing him. And there have been times where we've seen where a person has directed a person just to one door. And that person would say, like Maureen, I've just prayed to God for the first time, who used to be a Jehovah's Witness, by the way. I just prayed this morning that God would reveal himself to me. And two men went right directly to her house.
There we got the second time surnamed Peter sitting in there.
Yeah.
As a witness, it sits there again.
Anything more before we go to the
it
next
contest?
It says
in here that Cornelius was righteous. I don't believe that used that word before.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing to hear.
He's devout and feared God, now righteous.
Well, if your faith is accounted as righteousness, he believed this message enough to send these men to go.
That made him. He turned him into that. I see.
That's what the people were recognizing him. The messengers went and were telling about Cornelius that he had those two attributes, righteous and fearing God, and well reported three things. Well, there's that three.
Well report, have a good report.
By all of the nation of the Jews. The Jews, he was well reported by the Jewish people.
And it says he was warned by a holy angel to send to you. Now, that is an interesting.
That's what they called it. But was it actually a visitation of Jesus himself, or was it a whole? It could have been an angel. Could have been.
Well,
like,
no, I'm getting at the word warned.
What stands out to you about that?
Well, a statement is one thing, warned is another thing. Like, you need to do this.
It's. Now, do it. It's an important thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Isn't there a song about seek the Lord while he might be found?
Yeah.
Brett?
Everyone who thirsts, come to the water. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, according to the faithful mercies shown to David. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have compassion. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And this is Psalm 114.
When Israel went forth from Egypt, from the house of Jacob, from a people of a strange language, Judah became a sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turn back, the mountains skipped like rams. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back, O mountains that you skip like rams. Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, before the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of water.
Well, we've just run out of time. Thank you again for joining us. And until we meet again, may God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com, or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together, and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible, because it is written, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God."